Chef David Chang is the hands and brains behind a clutch of restaurants in New York that fly under the banner Momofuku. There's Noodle Bar, there's Sam Bar, there's Milk Bar, and there's Co. Now, today they're destination eateries, but that didn't happen overnight. Chang had to battle his way through self-doubt and hang-ups about authenticity to find out that the food that he wanted to cook was much better than the food that he thought he should cook. Now people stand in line for a very long time to get a taste. Once you do get a seat, you eat things like bacon dashi with potatoes and clams, shrimp and grits, kimchi consomme, food that crosses paths with David's Korean ancestry in Japan, America, and Lord knows where else. Well, David's done a book, Momofuku. David Chang, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You know, David, you write in the book that one of the best-selling things at Sambar is the cauliflower with fish sauce vinaigrette. And I just wonder, how does cauliflower become a bestseller? What in heaven's name have you done to cauliflower?
I know, it's very strange. We have people eating tremendous amounts of vegetables that they avoided in their childhood. Originally, the noodle bar dish was kimchi puree with Brussels sprouts. And sometimes we would do roasted cauliflower. And we found that these vegetables took an intense amount of pungent flavors, and they married very well together. So I think it was one of those accidents, those beautiful accidents that happen in a professional kitchen.
Well, you know, you go from this, which you can see the Korean and Asian background, but then I flip around in the book and I come to a recipe that really surprised me. Straight out of Charleston, South Carolina, shrimp and grits.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
Well, in the book, it was a story of me basically stealing polenta from one of my chefs that I used to work for, whose restaurant was up the street, Marco Canora, and he had polenta, and I had cooked a lot of Anson Mills at other restaurants.
Anson Mills always is the people who make ground corn to make grits in
beautiful,
the Carolinas.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful stuff in from Columbia, South Carolina, and they really do mill it fresh every week. That's what makes it really special, and they have very certain heirloom strains of corn, which make the grits very great. But anyways, we're eating this, and it was sort of inspired by my partner at the time, who has his own restaurant now. He was telling me how he grew up in Colombia, the country Colombia, because his parents were diplomats, and how he would eat a version of hominy with basically fried eggs on top. And we were really down and out at that time. And I was like, well, what can I do to cheer Aquino up? So that's why I went to Hearth, and I took a couple quarts of the polenta, and at the time, we only had the ramen stock. If I had chicken stock on hand, I'd make it with chicken stock. Right. And I mounted it with butter, and we had soy sauce on hand instead of salt. Soy and butter are a really magical combination. So I mounted it with butter and soy, and that was the first version of it. And then I dropped a couple of the slow poached eggs that we have in the book and tasted it, and I was very surprised at the flavoring. And we all ate a hot and hearty bowl of that. And that was a watershed moment for the restaurant. We just sort of knew what flavor profiles in Asia we wanted to work with and the flavor profiles from the south of the American South, I should say. Mm-hmm. It sort of happened.
So it's the way you made peace with fusion.
Yes. I'm embracing the word fusion. I've been a strong advocate against the word fusion. Uh-huh. I am now pro-fusion.
It's very different when it comes about naturally rather than being superimposed on stuff.
Yes.
But, David, tell me, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northern Virginia, right outside D.C., but my father had a business that was in Richmond, so I had many family members, so I'd spend a considerable amount of my time in the Richmond area. And I think that once you hit Charlottesville, Richmond area in Virginia, then that's the proper South. Anything above that's really the D.C. area. So I never realized, like, my diet consisted of all sorts of strange things. Korean food, and then sort of Waffle House-like southern things on the weekends. And I also played a lot of competitive golf as a child, so I would travel specifically in the South playing tournaments, and I think that left a big impression on me in terms of how I view the world and how I, you know, in retrospect, view food. And mm-hmm. I never really thought about how important, obviously everyone says childhood is very important in terms of how you view the world in the future, but it was a chef, Juan Marie Arzak, that really sort of nailed it on the head for me when he told me, and it's one of his famous sayings, you have to look at food through a child's eyes, very innocent and playful, and it's when you have no judgments and you're not jaded and you think about the origins of a dish and it comes from something that you might have had and you don't even remember it. It's stuck in your subconscious somewhere.
Well, David, there is a childlike quality to your food as I look at these recipes. The playfulness and the imagination comes through. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
David Chang is the chef and creator of the Momofuku restaurants in New York City, and he's co-author of the cookbook Momofuku. David left us with his recipe for that fried or roasted cauliflower with fish sauce vinaigrette. You can get it on the website, splendidtable.org. Guaranteed to make the earth move.